some training. If you left right now, would it have been a great Super Saturday? The briefing was phenomenal. Having an attorney from our law firm, making it real, that connection, I think is so important to see that. We do have, Randall, is it true we have this next Wednesday open house? It's a will workshop.
It's tax.
Because of tax season. So next Wednesday at the law firm, I believe from 5 to 6, is a workshop, and it's a tax-related workshop. Probably important to know who, what, why, where in the tax department, okay? If you do not have a small business plan or a home business rider, you need to get that because you are going to be filing Schedule C as a business owner with deductions. They don't cover that unless you have the supplement, okay? So don't go there trying to figure out if you have tax questions. Not, I don't know if it's any Q&A they do there. They do Q&A as well. So don't go there with business-related questions if you're not ready to buy the $9 supplement that you should have already.
I thought Jeff said it was this Wednesday.
This Wednesday is this, yes.
Oh, yeah. Next Wednesday.
Well, next Wednesday is this. Well, this Wednesday was yesterday or 2 days ago, right? Semantics, right?
I don't know.
Wednesday the 18th, Rock, which is this coming Wednesday or next Wednesday. All right. Everybody else good? We're here. We're ready. You have your notepads? Okay. I just know from last night's brief, we had 18 people at our performance club dinner. It was phenomenal. And he just poured in from his heart. I hope some of that is going to come through because he is so knowledgeable. But bottom line is, I learned something last night which was huge. And he learned it from his papa, his grandfather, which taught him to get a bunch of no's and get a yes before the end of the day. So a lot of times we expose one or two people. He taught me last night, well, how come you didn't talk to the ninth then? Because the ninth would have been it. And he learned that from his grandfather that is $500,000, their family legacy. And then his dad, as he explained, this is, you don't take this lightly that we have Jeremy Moore here, okay? Yes, he has some team here, but he would pour into us regardless. He makes $250,000 plus a year. His father made $289,000 with a disease, a sickness last year. And his grandfather's late grandfather, Kenneth Moore, makes $500,000, which means his grandma makes that. This is a phenomenal legacy that I want for my family. So I'm going to be taking notes because it's important for me and my family. I hope you do the same. Please, if you wouldn't mind, again, rising to your feet for Mr. Jeremy Moore.
Good afternoon one more time. You know, before we really want to get into the real content, what I want to talk about today, I just want to take a moment and I think we all need to take a moment and thank all everyone that's responsible for putting these events on, from the wonderful ladies at the registration desk to the guys back there running AV to Ryan putting this whole thing together and Dave Hall for financing it. So. For real, you guys need to thank all of your leadership and because the first thing I would really want to talk about today, if it's okay, I'm pretty simple. I don't believe in complex because I can't handle that. I just want to talk to you about a few things that I feel really strongly about and just kind of talk to you a little bit from my heart, if that's okay. Is that okay or not? Okay. All right. First of all, I think we all need to do is just kind of relax a little bit and put a smile on your face and enjoy this unique opportunity that we have with Legal Shield and the time that we have this opportunity in Legal Shield. But in order to take advantage of all the opportunity that Legal Shield has in front of you and is out there, you have to treat this like a business. You have to treat this like the multi-billion dollar business that it is. And, you know, as I said that over the last year, people kind of looked at me. What do you mean billion? Well, you know, we're a $2 billion company today, right? $2 billion company out of Ada, Oklahoma. But each of you are the CEOs of your own individual companies within the world of Legal Shield. But you have to wake up every day and treat it like that business. And when I say treat it like a business, I'm not, wherever you're at in your journey and in your career with Legal Shield, whether it's a very limited part-time basis right now, what I'm talking about is applicable to you. If you have more time to invest in it, this definitely pertains to you. But whether you have 5, 10, 15 hours a week you're devoting as this is your side hustle, your other thing, or whether or not this is your thing, you must treat it like a business. And what I mean by that is the time you devote to your Legal Shield business needs to be all about profitability. What is the thing that I'm doing, is it putting me in profit mode? And the only way that I've ever known to make money with Legal Shield is to be continuously prospecting. 70% of your time you devote to Legal Shield to 80% needs to be on exposing this membership and opportunity to new individuals that you haven't spoken to before. To new people that you haven't spoken to before. 70 to 80% of your activity. It's so easy when we have events, you know, and we have a proven success system of Legal Shield, the 10 core commitments. In Dallas, we'll be teaching you the 10 core systems and the 7 core values and all that good stuff. But the 10 core commitments, those aren't a suggestion. That's how you treat this like a business. You know, starting every day off right. You should do that regardless. You expose 2 to 3 to 5 people every day, whether you want to or not. Every day. It doesn't say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You say, you know, every day I look at every day, and I keep Sunday for me, but every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You're out here on a Saturday. On your way to this event, and when you leave this event, you come in contact with individuals every day. Now, you know, we have to keep a little bit further distance, but you still come in contact with people every day. Every day. But, you know, when you treat it like a business, you have to treat it like a true business. And what Mr. Hall does for you guys on that Fast Pass deal, phenomenal. Holy cow. You know, it's a 100% write-off, right? Because you're a business owner, number one. But number two, to be able to go, and I know he does some special stuff by those that participate and being able to, you know, I've been here a couple of times now, and we have fun, you know, but there's a select few people that want to get invited. Am I right or wrong on that? Am I right about that? Well, if you're not treating this like a business, you're not one of those people that get asked to go. The dinner we had last night, those were just exclusively for people in Performance Club, right? Is that, was it? Okay, and actually doing the business. Isn't that? Okay. Those were folks who are treating it like a business. But the opportunity to, just for a small amount, to be able to go to every single event, every single training, and have the opportunity to, not necessarily myself, but, I mean, they're constantly bringing in people who made millions of dollars in this business to pour into you guys. So, you know, if you haven't made that commitment, I keep seeing it right there. Fast Pass, get yours today, $50. Because it costs a lot more than that to run these things. But your leadership is taking it upon themselves and taking the financial burden away from you guys. So that's a good thing. It doesn't happen like that everywhere. I'm just telling you. So take advantage of that, but treat it like a business. And when I'm talking about, you know, your consistent drive to do this business even when you don't feel like doing it. You know, those 10 core commitments are developed for the limited part-time person. Everybody realizes that? Those are written for the part-time associate. Go to your weekly briefing. Everything a part-time person can do. Attend every Super Saturday. Go to your trainings. Go to the international convention. You know, use the system that Legal Shield has provided for you. That is developed for the part-time person. So if you're in a position where you're devoting more of your time to it, you need to evaluate on what are you actually doing with your activity. You know, are you truly committed to making this a legacy business for you and your family? The core focus of Legal Shield right now, I mean, the core rank is manager. You know, because if you're building a team and focusing on manager through Performance Club, manager through Performance Club, you know, help go finding three people that want to make some additional part-time income and helping them create $120 worth of premium and bringing on one new associate. And you're doing the same, guess what, that's manager. That's over $400 in premium. Did you guys you do that math, right? Even in ADA, I can figure that one out. But that's that core rank. But what it does, it teaches you right from the beginning the correct philosophy on how to grow and build a true business with Legal Shield. But you're rewarded along the way, you know, every step along the way. When you fast start qualified, boom, you know, you get a big bonus, but you're doubling your income potential. You know, you go to manager, boom, you get a big bonus, but now you promoted yourself again, and now you've received significant, you position yourself in an override position, you know. But if you build your business that way, and I probably should have put it up here. Jason, you should have told me to do that from last week. I was with Jason in Eastern Washington last week, and I'll tell you what, you talk about an excited group of folks. I mean, I would say 98% of that crowd were in the business 4 months or less, correct? 98%. I'm telling you, the room was a lot fuller than this one. Like 26 guests in the room, you know. And most of them didn't understand hardly anything I said. It all had to be translated, you know. But they understand timing and they understand need. You know, that community understands the need for what we do. But when you build your business on a foundation of using the 10 core commitments with a focus on future leaders of Legal Shield, which is what our manager position is called, with all the recognition that comes with it and all the accolades, by using Performance Club Pro to get you there, that opens yourself up for income that never existed when I started. Wasn't even on the table. It's insane the amount of money that we're willing to pay new people today. I mean, I love it. I don't want them to stop. But the ability to get into a business on a part-time basis and literally put several thousand dollars in their pockets right away in a matter of a couple of weeks, phenomenal. But what it does is it creates the proper behaviors. Because in order to get to any level, any income potential you want with Legal Shield, all you need to do is keep duplicating that process. Month after month after month after month after month. Everything else will take care of itself. How do I know that? Because, you know, to executive director, the top level of our comp plan that we show in here is, does somebody tell me what the premium amount requires to be an executive director? It's $1,400 a month. Between you and your business producing premium of $1,400 a month. Well, when you've got to manager, how many people do you have on your team? Three. You duplicate that with those three, and now how many do you have? 12. Three gets three. 12. I guarantee it's 12. I don't know what math, it is the math. It is no, you can't get any other number but 12. But anyway, but just 12 people on your team in Performance Club Pro, plus you. That's $120 worth of premium and bringing on one new person. Do the math. That's over $1,400 in premium. That puts you all the way at the top of the compensation plan. Or minimum, you're getting a $50 override on all everything produced by your organization. But when I got to be careful because I believe Ryan said it earlier, everything in Legal Shield, and Deanne is a perfect example, all levels are attainable individually through just straight premium, right? But the true freedom that Legal Shield can provide for you and your families is based in the plus one. That's where the magic happens, that plus one. This month, it's you get a person involved in your first 20 days, and now you get a team of two. You know, you've got 10 or 15 hours to invest in this a week, but now you brought on a new person. They have 10 or 15 hours a week. Now your business is working 30 hours a week. You're still working your 10 to 15. You bring on a couple more in the next couple of weeks, you know, within your first 45 days. Now that 10 or 15 hours a week is over a full-time, you know, it's up to 40, 60 hours a week that your business is working. Does that make sense? You got to treat this like a business. But you help duplicate that process of, you know, it's easy to get it caught up in the, you know, don't get me wrong, I've sold over 13,000 personal memberships. I'm a firm believer in selling the memberships. I don't suck at it either, but but I'm a bigger believer in controlling my own destiny. I'm a bigger believer in providing a legacy for my family. I'm a bigger believer and having the freedom and the say-so to go where I want, with who I want, and associate with who I want. And that's where $120 plus the one every month leads to. Because the plus one, you never know who that one is. See, most people aren't willing to pay that price. Most people aren't willing to pay the price for massive success for them and their families. They just aren't. Because if they were, we wouldn't be in this room today, right? I mean, this business, but we've been doing this for 48 years, right? But the difference between success and failure is that plus one philosophy to duplicate yourself. Most folks, when they take this information, they don't use the system of Legal Shield. They won't use the system that we have in Legal Shield, the tools that we have in Legal Shield. We talk about how to properly present and all that great stuff, but I wouldn't be where I am today if I tried to do everything myself from day one on something that I sit down at breakfast with Papa and him explain it to me, and I try to take that and go share with the world about what Legal Shield's all about. No, back then I had a VHS tape. VHS tape. It was kind of cool. I mean, it wasn't cool. It was awkward because it was bigger because they had a cassette in there, and then they wrapped it around with a paper application, a paper social agreement. David Hall, you remember those, right? They called him a brick. George, you remember those? He gave me those. He goes, go share the information, follow up, and then get them on the phone with me. Share the information. Every day, I'm trying to tell you how to do this business. Every day, you're going to go share the information. This brochure, I don't care, something other than it coming directly all from you. Does that make sense? You have to use a tool. We have phenomenal tools. Whether it's a flip book, whether it's one of those fancy brochures, whether it's just shooting somebody a text, an email, it doesn't really matter. But you share the information with them, and all you simply do is follow up. Ryan, did you have a chance to take a look at what I sent you? Yes, sir. What do you think you can? I got a lot of people I've got to get to this week. My schedule is backing up. Fantastic. I'll call you at, what, 4:30? 4:30. 4:30 comes. Ryan, hey, this is Jeremy again. Did you have a chance to look at that information?
Watch it twice.
What did you like best about what you heard?
The membership.
Phenomenal, right? Yeah. I really like what I'm able to do because we're able to help a lot of people. If you got just a few minutes... they're extremely busy, but they're having massive success with this business all across the country. If you have a few minutes, because I'm sure you got a couple of questions, let me see if I can get them on the phone. I'm going to get them on the phone with an expert. Doesn't matter. I'm a platinum executive director. I could have Ashley Crittree be my expert. It doesn't matter. But I'm going to get their questions answered from somebody other than myself. And that person, their next statement should be, to get them to the next live event, whatever that is. Now, you don't need to have all this prearranged beforehand. You should have a contact list with several people that you send out a text to say, hey, I'm going to do some follow-ups. Is anybody available for free three-way calls in the next 30, 45 minutes? You know, your sponsor, your manager, your director, your executive director, your regional director, whatever the case is, but have that, okay? Some of you are looking at me like, man, I've been doing this for 5 years or 6 years. If you haven't made more money than me, you need to listen to what I'm talking about. Ryan's the one that said keep it real. I didn't know. Your expert's just going to answer a question or two for them and then invite them to the next live event. And a live event is simply, you know, my live events, we didn't call them private business receptions back then because we didn't have all the fancy names we have today. We called it meeting with people. And I would share the information. We'd do a three-way call, and then we would have a predetermined time when we were going to get together with some people, small groups of people, two or three people. And then we'd take those two or three people, and we'd go to a weekly overview, an open house. And then from the open house, we have a big monthly event like a Super Saturday. And then about once a quarter, we had a regional event where people from all over came in. And then a couple of times a year, we had a huge international event to plug people into. It's just growing from exposure to a three-way call to follow-up to a live event. And keep doing the same. Keep doing the same. What do you think you're better about saying hello to someone? I get asked all the time, Jeremy, what's your script? What do you say? How do you do this? Mine is hello. How are you doing? Man, I like that sweatshirt. What did he just do? He did. Wow. Smiled. I really like your hair today, Deanne. It looks good. Look at that. She even said thank you and smiled. Pay somebody a compliment. Ask them about themselves. I'm looking for some sharp people in this area. Probably not for you. But the way you and I just interacted, you probably know some people that could really help me out. You mind if I share some information with you? Man, that's difficult. It's not difficult. Okay. But whatever, that's the reason why I don't say an exact script, because it needs to come from you. How you interact with people is how you need, unless you're just an old curmudgeon or something, or a jerk. And then we need to work on some things. But how you interact, with your friends and your families and the people you associate with the most is how you need to interact with them to introduce them to this opportunity or membership. Because if you try to change everything and be all different, they're going to see that. They're going to think, man, what kind of daggum cult have they got you in now? Right? You run away from yourself. And the reason why using a tool and a third-party system is so important is because do you think what you absorbed in one open house meeting is enough information that you can go out there and educate the world about Legal Shield? Absolutely not. If you recorded yourself when you're out there talking to people, you would tell yourself no, because you don't realize what's coming out of your own mouth. I certainly don't. I probably, when they play this back, you can probably pick out 10 or 12 errors that I made. Oh, well. But if I share with them a video, if I walk through a flip book, if I, use any of the plethora of tools off my prospect app, which is what you should be using, it tells it the same way every single time. But as you're hearing that and going through that, you're naturally learning, you're evolving. I started when I was a young age, so I kind of looked at it as school, as my education. As the more events I attended, the more I treated it like a business, the more I locked in, the more I tried to better myself on a daily basis, man, my knowledge went up and up and up. But I never had incurred any debt while I was doing that. And, by the time I got my degree, so to speak, I was already stepped into six figures. What if it takes 5 years, 6 years to position yourself to for a six-figure income, investing 15, 20 hours a week? Would it be worth it? You're going to be doing something for the next 5, 6 years anyway. Anyway. Right? I mean, we're all going to be doing something anyway. For the next 20 years, for the next 30 years, for the next 40 years, whatever it may be, you're going to be doing something anyway. So why not embrace yourself? And when I say embrace yourself or immerse yourself, I'm talking about in that designated time that you have. Because I realize everybody has their own situation, their own commitments. So when I got started, I didn't have any commitments. I didn't have any commitments. I didn't have any bills. I didn't have a family. I didn't have any nothing. So I could totally just jump myself in 100% and learn and absorb everything I could about legal shit. I understand that most people aren't in that situation. And so when I talk about this stuff, I really hope you understand I'm talking to you, the part-time individual in the room today. That area, that block of time that you set aside, you've got to be totally committed. And that commitment, when I say that, it should be prospecting new folks. I can tell you right now, if I go to the briefing on Thursday night in Moore, Oklahoma, there's two individuals that are going to come up to me, and they're going to say, man, Jeremy, I got two people coming tonight. I'm excited for you to meet them. I've been talking to you about them for years. It's the same two people they invite every single time I go to Moore, Oklahoma. The same two. It truly is. Some of you look at me a little funny right now because you've probably been asking the same person every single week. It's all about timing. You know, when you make your list, I know we all have our devices now, but I think it's so important to physically make out a list, continuously add to it. But Stephanie and I have people on my original list from 1999. Now, we add to it, we do it, but I have some people still on that list. But if I use a system to drip on them, I won't push them away. But if I come at them hard and, I may turn them off. But life changes. You know, circumstances change. All of a sudden, Ryan said it earlier. Mr. Stonesifer, I heard him say it probably over 100 times. Every day, the world conspires to do us good. The world is conspiring to do us good every day. Every Mr. Stonesifer, when he was alive, he would send us every day, just about every single day, I would get for the younger crowds in here, we used to have called fax machines. And he would take an article out of one of the many papers that he read every day, circle it, and fax it to us. And we'd get it, showing a need that somebody else has out there right now, what our products and services could do for those needs. Did it every single day. But the point I'm trying to make is what we're doing today is never been greater. I've seen some unique social media over the last few days. Some I agree with, some I'm a little iffy about. But we have an obligation to our fellow people. We have an obligation to make sure people are aware that what we have something out there that could address some of the things going on in their lives right now. You know, a lot of people all of a sudden today, they have no way to create income. They're unsure about their current situation. They've just because things are shutting down doesn't mean their bills are stopping. Doesn't mean that people aren't being taken advantage of. And right now, there are people being taken advantage of. Like, I know we made some jokes in here today about toilet paper and stuff like that. But there are true people going to be getting taken advantage of that need an advocate, that needs a voice, that needs somebody to be able to stand up for them. And if you're not, if you're in your own little bubble here and a little bit shy or something, just or whatever, the call reluctance you want to call it, to even make them know it's available, then shame on all of us. Shame on all of us. It's not taking advantage of a bad situation. Bad situations are happening every single day. They've been happening every single day for the history of mankind, bad situations. There's going to be something else come down the road next year, next month, next week, 5 years from now. There'll be something else. if there wasn't a need for what we do, I mean, there would be no, if everybody was perfect and treated everybody right, there would be no need for the justice system. There would be no need for it. But we have the only thing that unlocks those doors for the majority of people, for the majority of your neighbors, of your families. And even the ones that have the financial means, they probably didn't get those means by making stupid decisions. Makes sense to me. If I can have Mike Turpin, the former attorney general of the great state of Oklahoma, if I can have him right there in the palm of my hand for $25 a month, or I can go talk to him for $400 an hour. Keep him right here. And not just him, but an entire law firm. And not just an entire law firm, a nationwide network of law firms. It's big. It's how big this opportunity is. It's how big it is. But now you couple that with the business opportunity. You couple that with the opportunity to set people financially free. There's a lot of fear and uncertainty going on right now in this country. We have something that can ease that financial burden right there from the comfort of their own homes. It's not taking advantage of a situation. It's making people aware that there's another better option. It's all about how we want to look at it. Every day when I wake up, with fullness in my heart because I know what I'm doing is right and what I'm talking about is just. A little over a year ago, my memo, she gave me this ring. It was the very first $500,000 ring that Legal Shield produced. It was my papa's. I haven't touched it. It's still bent like one of his missing fingers. But I look at this every day, and on one side it says making a living, but on the other side it says making a difference. You need to have a serious conversation with yourself and understand, draw that line in the sand and determine, am I willing to sacrifice to make that difference? Because this is hard work. It takes hard work to get anything in life, though. It takes hard work for any level of success. It's just, are you willing to pay that sacrifice? Am I going to commit to the consistency it requires in order to achieve my financial dreams? And it is all about consistency. It's those small incremental things that you do on a daily basis that will propel you for greatness down the road. See, it's easy. But trust me, I've been in those seats for years and years and years. You have somebody comes in and they have a nugget or they have an idea and you get jacked up, or you go to our conference in a few weeks in Dallas, and if you leave there not fired up, then your daggum wood's wet. But, you know, it's easy to get excited and get motivated by somebody that's had success, right? It just truly is. But it's that commitment to do it Monday morning, or Monday afternoon, or Monday evening, and then do it again on Tuesday. And when do y'all do your briefings? Thursday. And do it on Tuesday. And do it on Wednesday. And you want to have more participation? You want your business to explode? Ask Jason Pollock. Those folks are having massive explosions. It's because when they have an event, the reason why the rooms are busting at the seams is because they don't just wait until Thursday or a Saturday to work their business. They're doing it Monday. They're talking to 2, 3, 5, 10, 15 people. On Tuesday, they're doing the same to new people and then following up with the existing. On Wednesday, they're talking to new people and then following up with the existing. And on Thursday, bam, it's amazing how many guests you have to your event, out to your event. If you're willing to pay that price, well, the price to pay is you have to do those exposures. You have to make that conscious decision to do those exposures. You know, when I leave my house, I don't have big flashing signs that says legal shield and legal shield and legal shield and legal shield. And when I say hello to you, I'm not all about legal shield, legal shield, legal shield. I live my life and opportunities numerous times a day present themselves for me to expose somebody to the legal shield membership and opportunity. Whether I'm going to the grocery store, now you have a tremendous opportunity to go to the grocery store because there's literally hundreds of people. But if I'm at the grocery store, if I'm at the bank, if I'm picking the boys up from school, if I'm at a practice, if I'm at a ball game, at church, if I'm at my civic club, whatever the case may be, I have multiple opportunities every single day to interact with human beings. And when I interact with human beings, I'll ask them questions, and then if you ask questions about themselves, they'll naturally bring it back to you. It presents an opportunity, or maybe not, but if you talk to people about what's going on with them and their family and all this and that, they'll start telling you their problems. That's fine, too, because that presents an opportunity. Were you serious that you were having problems with it? I found something. It might not be a fit for you, but let me share it with you and tell me what you think. Simple as that. I hadn't said one word about Legal Shield. Just share the information. When I follow up, it's going to be all about Legal Shield. But I'm just sharing the information. Put it out there. You know, now I have people's children and grandchildren calling me almost every month. Hey, Mr. Moore, you don't know me, but my grandma told me to give you a call because you might have something to... That's pretty cool, having people call you, right? I think it's pretty cool. My bank account definitely thinks it's pretty cool. Another thing that's so important, and when you talk about your commitment to the business and being really consistent and persistent with the business on a daily basis, is understanding your why. The why you're doing this business. Normally here lately when we do these talks, Stephanie here is with me, and she does a phenomenal job of that. But, you know, she talks about, you know, if you don't have an emotional reaction, it's not big enough. You know, we used to have a saying, if your why you're doing this business doesn't make you cry, it's not big enough. And even on a part-time basis, you need to have something out there in front of you that propels you to go and do those daily exposures. If your why is big enough, it will. My why has evolved so much over the last 21 years. I've evolved so much as a person, just my whole life situation. But my first why was I wanted to prove people wrong that I knew were talking behind my back that I was a loser, I was a failure, I wasn't going to be a success in life, you know, because I screwed up my opportunity for higher education. You know, I found out really quick that I didn't want to make the Army a career. You know, I'll finish my commitment, but that's okay. Yeah, I did that. I know those voices are back. I want to prove to them that I could to be a winner, in my opinion. And, you know, and then when I got married, I had a different, my why elevated, and we had boys, you know, or children, they elevated again, and now we have whys that far exceed our own individual whys. You know, the ability, for the last 4 years, Stephanie's mama, she's wanted to retire, and so 4 years ago, we started Performance Club qualifying her, and we've qualified her Performance Club every single month. This May, she's retiring. And the reason why she's able to retire is she's just kept all that in a big old bank account. Supplementing that with what her deal for, she's been in the school system for 30-something years. She doesn't have to worry about financially. That's a pretty good thing. That's going to be a good feeling knowing because of this opportunity, you know, to be able to do that. You know, the people in our community, you know, we had a guy that coached Little League football with me, and he was doing something he shouldn't have been doing, and you know, in a place he shouldn't have been, but he got in a situation where he didn't come out alive in it, but he had four boys, and their mom was on disability, and terrible situation because of Legal Shield, you know. So Stephanie and I were able to, you know, hey, what do you need? And then not only that, we ran a contest between ourselves and who had the opportunity to present what their needs were. And she beat me, dadgummit. Because that's, you know, but to be able to do that extra, you know, to be able to tithe more than a year than most, we tithe more than a year than most, the average income in Oklahoma. The average income in Oklahoma. That's pretty cool, man. You know, that's helping a lot of people. That's what we have. But your why is so important. It's got to drive you, man. It's got a lot of fire in you. You know, you got to be passionate about it. I don't know, I'm talking about your passion with Legal Shield will come, but that why has got to be the driving force to use Legal Shield as the vehicle to get you towards your why. In addition to your why, right up there in priority list, is you need to have a really serious conversation to your circle about this business. This business is different than a regular job, right? It's different. We meet on Saturdays. We meet in the evening time. So you need to have that conversation with your circle to understand, yes, you're starting something over here on the side. I'm not limited to my time with you, but I'm having to readjust my availability. Does that make sense? Because I'm committed to this business. I'm at that briefing every week. I'm at that training. I'm at that Super Saturday. Guess what? When I'm out there doing those exposures, we're going to be meeting people for lunch. We're going to be meeting people for breakfast. We're going to meet people in the evening times. Because hopefully the people you're interacting with, they've got something going on in their life. You know? Because, you know, when you're making your list, the first thing you ought to ask is, do they have $99? It's a pretty good question to ask of those people. That's getting off the subject, but that's a pretty good thing to ask or to know. But so they probably got something going on if you want to share it with them. And the point I'm making is you need to have that conversation so people understand what you're doing and what you're about. They don't have to actually be out there or locking arms with you and full steam ahead, but they need to understand what you're getting involved with. Does that make sense? Now, fortunately, you know, my wife, Stephanie, she works this business side by side with me. You know, we're out there. She does her thing. I do my thing. And we come together from a pretty good team. And but, you know, some of our closest people in our circle can be our biggest dream stealers without being aware that they're being our dream stealer. And it's not because they don't care about you or don't respect you. It's because they don't understand that Legal Shield is a little different as far as time. You know, we get to go, we go places a couple of times a year. If you're in Performance Club, we go places more of the times a year than that. You know, this summer we'll all be kicking it down in Riviera Maya in Mexico. This fall, I'll be with other Platinums in Quebec. This winter, we'll be going somewhere. They'll tell you about later, but it's pretty cool. But you have different times commitment. If you're a traditional business and you're a small business owner and they're having a symposium in Dallas, Texas that you needed to go to learn and how to operate and build and make your business a success, would you not attend? Absolutely. So because I think sometimes we hamper ourselves because it's a $99 investment. We treat it like a $99 opportunity instead of treating it like the multi-billion-dollar opportunity that it is. So, you got Dallas, and then this summer, all of your teams have team events guaranteed this summer somewhere. You need to be there. And this fall, we're going to Charlotte, North Carolina. You need to be there. This winter, we're going to go on another trip somewhere that you'll learn about later. And then next spring, we're going to have a big event. And next summer, you're going to have a team event and another trip. And then you're going to, in the fall, there's going to be another event. And then in the winter, we're going to have another trip that you're going to love. And then the next spring, we're going to have a big international event. But if you build your business from daily exposures consistently every single day, every day, and grow those into your weekly open houses, and then grow those into your monthly Super Saturdays, and then grow those into your quarterly regional events, and go to your international, you have two international events and a team event every year, they space it out. So you can grow from event to event to event so that you can absorb the information for the people that have already paved the path. You know, when Pumpball started, there was no path paved. The membership was shaky at best because they would have to go sell a membership and then go have to run at whatever community they're in, then have to go all around the community to find an attorney that would accept what they just sold somebody. Think about that. Think about that. That conversation, guys, is really important. It's critical. It's right up there with your why. It's hard to define your why without having that conversation. Because everybody has a circle. When my papa first started, just a few short months after he's involved, his mom came to him and said, "Are you doing that pre-legal thing?" He said, "Well, yes, Mom, I got to do something. I've lost everything." She said, "My friends have told me that was a scam. It's one of those pyramid things, and if you don't come back around here talking about it until you straighten yourself out." His own mom. Because she didn't love him, she didn't care about him. She just didn't understand what it was about. I mean, how many of us in here have had multiple family members tell us no? Guess what? I've had a brother, a stepbrother, and a stepsister. I'm the only one that does Legal Shield. I think they got a pretty good indication that it can be successful. But hey, it happens. But they all understand what the business is about. I don't get ridiculed for it. It's just not for them right now. Does that make sense? My oldest son, he just turned 19 when he was 18. He took it upon himself to go onto my website and become an associate and bought his own membership. And he comes into the game room with me and Stephanie and said, "Hey, guys, just want to just tell you guys I'm a Legal Shield associate." I'm like, "All right, cool." I looked at my phone and I said, "Son, you bought a membership." He said, "Well, if I'm going to do it, I got to have my own membership." I said, "You're covered under me and Mama's membership. You know that, right?" He said, "No, I want my own." Hey, go for it. But, you know, and he went out and he fast start qualified himself. I didn't help him one bit and promoted himself. And, you know, but right now his focus is on going to school. I'm fine with that. Whatever, you know. I didn't see it right away. I didn't see it until I was 22. But the point is, he understands what it's about, and we're not ever, you know, when we mom, they know then in the spring we're going to a big convention. They've been with us for many years. My little guy loves it. He eats it up, right? And he's a little more laid back and stuff like me. But they understand because we've had that conversation, you know. So it's important for you guys to do that because you want to set yourself up for success. You don't want things pulling you from the side. And if you're being honest and upfront about it from the beginning, phenomenal. Phenomenal. And eventually, hey, they might get mad at you for having all the time freedom and then join you side by side in the business. Stephanie got flat out fed up, tired of her having to report. She loved what she did for the corporate office. She absolutely loved it. She traveled the country. She was awesome at it. People loved her. And, I mean, she liked it, but she, guess what? Every time we wanted to do something, she had to ask permission. And when it was a pretty day in Oklahoma, and I wanted to take the boys to the zoo, guess what? I'd go and take them to the zoo. If I wanted to take them fishing, I'd go get them and we'd go fishing. When I go play golf, I'd get them and we'd go play golf. When I want to do whatever I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, I can do that. She started resenting that. She did. One time it caused a little friction there. She's like, "You always get to do this. They're not going to, think that I'm not there for them. I don't love them." I said, "Well, there's a quick fix to that, right?" She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "What? Come on. I've been telling you for years. Come on. Come to the field." So I don't know. I'm scared, because change is hard on anyone. Even when you see success in front of you, change can be hard. But, thank goodness, and some of you folks have been around for a while. Remember a lady by the name of Catherine Walden. She's passed on now, but Catherine Walden, she sent Stephanie. She said, "Stephanie, go to this school for me. No, there's not an associate around that can do this. We need somebody there today. Go." She said, "I've never talked to anybody about Legal Shield." Said, "How many group schools have you been to?" Because she was the assistant trainer. And at one time, there was only in Ada, and everybody had to come to Ada, or Ada went to different markets. That's just the way it happened. So, she did literally been through hundreds of them. I said, "Just go do it." She gets up there. There was 21 school teachers in the room. She walked out 15 minutes later, and 19 of them were enrolled. Come on. Hey, this is pretty good. She made more in 15 minutes she would working all month. Think about it. And then building the business by myself. She was never negative, always supportive. But by myself, we were able to build it to a six-figure income. When Stephanie joined me and we locked arms, in 10 months, we doubled our income to $200,000 a year. Within 12 months after that, we were already earning $250,000 a year. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I hope this, is this resonating or making sense to some of you all in here today? Okay. Take a drink here. Last thing that I really feel obligated to, not obligated, just kind of led to talk a little bit about is the enormity of the comp plan we have is phenomenal. But if you haven't truly sat down and dissected and just let yourself allow yourself to dream just for a moment or two, and start adding up $300 bonus, $300 matching bonus, $500 bonus, $500 matching bonus, performance club bonus of up to $500, matching performance club bonuses, they're just insane. You imagine this, every time for the first 2 years, I don't think folks have really embraced how powerful this new PC for Life program is, but for the first 2 years of an associate's tenure with Legal Shield, every month they qualify for Performance Club and they get a check. You get a check if you're the sponsor, if you're the senior director, if you're the executive director, or if you're the platinum. There is that just the Performance Club, that's an additional, could be potentially up to six figures a year just in the bonuses. And why I know that is because I'm on track for six figures a year on the bonus of Performance Club for Life. We were in Pasco last Friday and Saturday, correct? Norma's been in the business, 3.5 months, 4 months? 4 months. Tell everybody what her Performance Club check was last month. This month. $1,050, been in the business 4 months. Her personal check is not, she hadn't been in long enough to get up to the 500 herself, right? She hadn't been in long enough because that's months and months and months. But her check was what? Say it again, and you want to add something to that, Jason?
Yes, I did. $1,050. Then on Sunday, we're reiterating all of your training to make sure they understood to be in PC Pro and the bonus check. And just an example, there's an Isella, who's a new executive.
Yep. Yeah. Lesson three.
She says, I didn't get my bonus. Are you sure it came on the 7th? He said, well, it came early because Saturday was the 7th. She says, I can't find it. It's not in my commission statement. So I said, well, it doesn't show up there. Let me show you. So she has her phone. We go to it. And it was $1,700.
What?
$1,700. She's like this. Oh, my gosh.
So I'm going to end with where I began, and that is treat this like a business, a true business, and build your the foundation of your business. Every month should be PC Pro, 120 plus one, and striving. You need to make a personal goal, striving. Who can I take future leaders of Legal Shield this month? Run those numbers out 2 months, 3 months. I mean, there's a real-life example. Just the bonus of PC for Life, $1,000, $1,700. Just start getting started. That doesn't even scratch the surface of all the commissions they're making and all the overrides. And the overrides. But that consistency of Performance Club will lay the foundation for your success that you can leave for generations to come. And how do I know that's true? I don't have to look any further than my family. Always keep God first in your family. Your family second, Legal Shield third. We'll see you all at the top. God bless. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Cool. One of the best parts about having Mr. Moore as my upline Platinum World Council member and a good friend is truly the stories and the history that he knows from literally growing up right there in Ada, Oklahoma with Mr. Stone Cipher and Wilburn Smith and his papa, his grandfather, Ken Moore. If you go to the home office, let me tell you, there's what? 5 busts in the foyer, 5 busts, statues of the men that this company was built upon. One of them is obviously Harlan Stone Cipher. The next one's Rick Haney, who was one of the first employees there. Wilburn Smith was there. Mr. Ken Moore, his grandfather, is there. And then Dave Savula. Did I get them all right?
Yep.
All of them right there and stuff. And if you meet any one of them or had the privilege of meeting them, you know that this company wouldn't be where it is today if it wasn't literally for those gentlemen. I don't know if they'll ever add another bust because, you know, the rest of us are, we're all replaceable. But those men, they were like the icons that kept.
And their spouses.
Yeah, and their spouses. But there was a time. There was a time early on in this business when Legal Shield, when it was prepaid legal, had so much growth. They grew so fast because they had an advanced commission that they were paying out so much money, they ran out of money. You'll have to read the whole story to understand. But the growth is great in a business, but sometimes too much too fast is not good. And they ran out of money. And they had to say to the field, we can't do the advanced commission comp plan anymore. We're going to as earned. And every single person in the company quit except for 2 people. And Ken Moore, his grandpa, is one of those men that said, I'm going to hang around. I think that this will recover. Well, it's not only recovered. They got 3 generations of Millionaire Club members. And obviously, no doubt, his kids are at some point going to take over and run the more success team legacy that we have and stuff. But if you get the chance to like hang out in a hotel lobby or go four-wheeling and sit around a campfire cooking some food or be on one of those Performance Club trips and hang out with him and his wife in the jacuzzi or out in the pool or on the beach or something like that, like there is a treasure trove of stories that 99% of the people will never, ever hear. Some of you last night at the dinner table heard one of those stories. We're not. I'm not gonna. Don't worry. I'm not gonna repeat it. So, but no, no. But see, that's why you never, ever, ever miss an event. If you get to hang around people like this, don't miss those events because those little stories do come up. And by the way, just to tell you guys, and he's gonna be upset that I'm even saying this. Last night we had about 20 of us or so at dinner. Yeah, I know he's gonna try to stump me right now and stuff. And we were all waiting for the check to come. This little sneaky bugger went out and paid the bill for every single person to have dinner last night. Every single one of them. Yeah. When's the last time you took 20-something people out to dinner? I mean, that's the type of leader that we have here and stuff. So, very small token of our appreciation and our gratitude. A nice little gift. You can open it now, or you can open it when you're on your way out of here and stuff like that. But thank you. Let's give it up for Mr. Moore. Thank you, bud. Give it up, man. All righty. Let's turn that projector back on. So many exciting things, guys, coming down the pipe here in the very, very near future for us. While we're booting this up, I got to tell you, I love the fact that, you know, he highlighted Mr. Pollock over here. I got to let you guys know that I can only pull the numbers for the state of Utah for top recruiters and producers and stuff. But we have people that come down from Idaho for these events on a regular basis. And they're in the top recruiters and producers. But I can't pull those numbers. And those people would be recognized and walking the stage and receiving accolades and awards. Unfortunately, the person in charge of pulling those numbers did not submit them to us. And so we don't know what those numbers are, but I can tell you from the activity levels that the people who made the trips down here, especially Mr. Pollock, would definitely be recognized as one of the top recruiters in the state. So thank you. And what's even more cool is when he has executive directors, he's breaking new $50,000 ring earners and executive directors on his team. By the way, Mr. Pollock's on my team. Just make sure you know. In full, and he's on his team. In full disclosure, he's got executive directors I've never even met. Like, it's so nice to show up at a convention and someone comes up and introduces themselves and say, "Hi, I've heard about you. I'd like to meet you." And I'm like, "Wonderful. And who are you?" And they're like, "Oh, just one of the $50,000 ring earners buried somewhere in your team because of the hard work and stuff that people like Mr. Pollock do." It's just, and you guys, I know for newer people especially, you're sitting there going, "I so don't see that happening. That's like so far in the distance." Let me tell you, it happens really quick when you get a few people that just buy into the system. When a few people just buy into the system, lock arms and run, it grows, and it grows fast. I watched a person on my team go from $4,000 a month to $17,000 a month in about 4 months. Boom, explosion. In their growth and stuff like that. So I'm just telling you, for those of you that are going, "Oh, those days are so far away." No, they're not, if you're plugged in and doing everything. But just don't be a roller coaster rider. "Oh, looks like it's going to rain today. I don't know if I'm going to go to the briefing." Okay? Just say, "Look, I'm so sold out on everything. Committed, committed, committed." Next month, we got to talk to you guys about next month's guest. So I was in a real quandary about what to do about April, because I have a list of a bunch of people that say, "Hey, look, we want to come in and have some fun with you guys." But I'm also on a committee that helps plan some of the promotions and things going on for the field. And so I know some of the things that are going to be announced in Dallas, because part of it I'm going to be presenting on stage to you guys in Dallas. And the problem is, here's the problem. Normally, I never do a recap after convention. I'm like, "Look, if you were there, you got it. If you weren't, get bits and pieces whenever you can, but we got to keep moving, running fast ahead. But there is so much that needs to be shared with you guys coming out of Dallas. I'm like, it's going to take a full 2 hours just to go through some of these things that you have to learn. And you're going to have people that they're going to sign up a day or two before Dallas, and I'm like, hey, man, it's too late to get there. And I don't want them to miss out on that. So I'm like, all right, we've got to make sure that we cover this information. And there's, by the way, for those of you coming to Dallas with us, there's absolutely nothing wrong with relearning it again. Because I'm telling you, you will sit here in the audience and listen to Millionaire Club members train you, and you go, oh, I've heard this 5 times, but I'm still not doing it. Okay? Because sometimes you're like, oh, yep, that's me. I'm procrastinating. I'm not, yep, I still got people on my chicken list. Yep, I still make this mistake. Sometimes you have to relearn over and over and over, and I'm in the same boat. There's times that I'm listening to an audio book or something like that, and I go, I know that. I know that to be true. Why am I not doing it? And I got to have kind of a little bit of a come to Jesus talk with myself. And so you're going to learn it in Dallas, but you're probably not going to do it. You might have to learn it again. It'll be really healthy for you to have other people. So I reached out to some of the people in the corporate office. The corporate office, when we can get one of those people to come in, it's kind of like having Jeff Shorter come in. He can give you a perspective from the law firm that maybe you're like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that. Oh, I didn't know that. Thank you for clarifying that. Then there's people like Mr. Moore. He can give you history because he grew up from a little tiny kid, like right there in Ada, Oklahoma, and tell you all kinds of stories. Then there's other angles from people that sit in the meeting with Jeff Bell every single week. And they see a different side of things that when they share it with you, like, I never realized that. Wow. Or it just deepens your testimony of where the company's headed and stuff. And there's a gentleman that I've really, you know, grown to like and had a lot of fun with when I'm in Oklahoma hanging out with the other MVPs going through training and stuff like that. And so I asked him, I said, listen, would you come out to Utah? They're not the type of people that are going to come in and be able to, with no notes, stand up here for 2 hours and train you. They're going to come in with structured things. That's how corporate people are. But it's an angle that we never get to hear and see because usually I'm just like, look, no, I'm going to bring in this person, I'm going to give them 2 hours and they're going to go. But now I've got a slot that I'm like, I think we're gonna fill covering a recap of so much information that I don't have 2 hours to give. I just don't have 2 hours to give someone. But I could give a half hour, 45 minutes to a corporate guy that could share with us what it's like to be working day to day with one of the most brilliant minds in business, Mr. Jeff Bell, and being on that leadership team. So, and I hope this is the next slide, next month we have Mr. John Pletcher from the networking field and training. And let me tell you, some of you, I'm going, now this is a city slicker guy. I'm going to introduce him to Utah. Our way, okay? So, if you would like to go out four-wheeling with us, have some good campfire-cooked food, maybe blow a few things up, and have some fun, you got to get in Performance Club and be on the Fast Pass. It's an extra benefit of being on the Fast Pass is we say, hey, look, these people, they get extra time with our Super Saturday guests. It's really, really cool to get them out of their element. And some of the people we've taken out, they've never ridden on a four-wheeler ever in their life. A little bit paranoid. Some of them never shot a gun. Some of them, I don't think, have ever eaten food they had to cook over a fire. So we take them out, and we have a really, really good time. I want y'all to be there. We'll have a few limited spots. I hope that each and every one of you work hard to earn those spots. And for those of you like, I don't know how to drive a four-wheeler. I don't know how to do that. We have a few different, two different four-seater machines. In other words, you don't need to drive it. You can be a passenger. It has a roll cage, a seat belt. You'll be fine. We will take you out and you will have a great time just as a passenger. So for those of you like, oh, this is outside of my comfort zone, guess what? So is doing a PBR. So is talking to a stranger at a grocery store. Guess what? You learn how to become successful by stepping outside of your comfort zone. So practice now. Go out there and get out of your comfort zone. Learn how to do this business and be able to hang out with the other leaders. We will put together a Friday night social meet and greet. Again, it will be for people in Performance Club and those who in the month of April have already sold one membership or recruited someone. I would say just get in Performance Club so you're always invited to everything. These Performance Club bonus checks that these new associates are getting, I mean, $1,700 extra money for being in Performance Club. I mean, you guys realize before Legal Shield, my paychecks were $758.51 every 2 weeks. That's $1,500 a month. And now we see people with car allowances bigger than what my full-time job paid me for 50, 60 hours a week going to a job I hated. And these are stay-at-home parents. But I guarantee you, people getting a $1,700 bonus were not people that were like, well, I'll dip my toe in the water and just see how it feels. No, these are the people that got on the high dive and did the cannonball, okay? They just like, I'm in. I'm all in 100%. But they're the people who have growing teams. They're the ones that are growing new executive director organizations. They're the ones that will be walking across the stage in Dallas being recognized. They'll be the ones that get the money game out of the way quicker in life. And when you get the money game out of the way, all of a sudden you don't need to worry. How much is in my bank account today? You go for weeks without even looking because it doesn't matter. You're just like, I'm going to go help someone today. And the next day, I'm going to help someone. And the next day, I'm going to help someone. And you don't check to see if your card's going to clear when you swipe it. You're just like, I just know that it's always going to clear. The money game's out of your way in life. And now you focus on serving other people, serving your community, serving your business, making Harlan Stonecipher's dream a reality and stuff. Here's how it starts, though. It starts with you making the commitment to be at Super Saturday. I can tell you right now, the announcements that are going to be made in Dallas, biggest explosion shift that we've ever seen. We'll do more business in the next 5 years than we did in the last 40 years with what they're going to be doing. And I can't even hint about it. Sorry, I can't. So I got to keep moving on. You can get your ticket, $20. You can get your ticket for $20. If you get a ticket today, great, congratulations. You now are planning on being back here by yourself. I never plan on being by myself at an event. I plan on coming back with other people. So for $10 more, you can get two tickets. Now, let's say that you went and bought two tickets, and between now and next month, you couldn't find a single person that wanted to make some extra money. Now, think about this for a second. There's tens of millions of Americans who were just told in the last week or two, goodbye, go home, your job may not be here. Weeks for sure, months for some of these people. I mean, school's canceled next 2 weeks. NBA playoffs and stuff, canceled. NCAA tournament, canceled. All the vendors, all the suppliers, all the people that take care of these stuff, all the professors at all the universities, all these people are sitting at home for the next few weeks. If only there was a way to make money from home. Now think about this. You have the biggest harvest potential in front of you that we've ever had in the history of this company. And here's what I heard. I was talking to another leader in another marketplace this morning. Doom and gloom. Well, we're going to be shutting down our business briefing and canceling our Super Saturdays. And, you know, we're all hunkering down. And, you know, and man, nobody's going to be able to do anything because we can't get together. And so, I mean, doom and gloom. It was like, and I'm listening to him. And I said, let me give you a different perspective. We're not canceling our Super Saturdays. We're not canceling our weekly business briefing. We have tens of millions of people that now just were told go home, and they're wondering how they're going to pay their bills in 2 weeks. And we pay daily, and we work from home. Like, we have the antidote for what every one of those people need. Isn't it crazy that some people can see the glass half empty and some people see the glass half full? But here's what I told them. I said, listen, 3 months from now, the marketplaces who have leaders who are shutting everything down and mothballing their businesses, 3 months from now, compare those to the marketplaces who have leaders that say, game on, full court press, let's go. Watch the difference in the incomes of everybody in those marketplaces between the people who say, I get it, this is our opportunity, or they sit and curl up in the fetal position and cry about what's going on in the world. I'm looking for growth, massive growth, massive growth. So now it's up to you guys. It's up to you guys. If you buy one ticket, you ain't believing in the growth that's going to happen. You can get two for $30. I'd say that's a no-brainer. If you brought a guest today, you're eligible for the package deal. Five tickets for $60. So you actually get an extra ticket that we throw in there. But here's the thing, guys. What happens over the next 30 days is 100% just your perception. If you want to feel like the world is coming to an end and we all need to go curl up, you realize I think it was, is it six people that have been diagnosed in the state of Utah with coronavirus? Six people. Okay. And I went to Smith's this morning. I took Mr. Moore out to eat. We went to Neater's by my house for breakfast, and there's a Smith's right next door. And my wife's like, hey, we're low on a few things. Could you swing in there? I went in there, and the lines were like an hour long. And serious, like all these racks are just totally cleaned out. There's like no toilet paper in there whatsoever. And I'm thinking, you guys realize the coronavirus does not give you diarrhea. Does not give you diarrhea. I just posted on Facebook. I said, for all of you that are stocking up on toilet paper, which doesn't give you diarrhea, you better be stocking up on condoms so we don't have to deal with your stupid kids. Yeah. I mean, serious. Why would you stock up on that? It doesn't fix anything. Yeah. Yeah. The panicking. People were walking down the aisles that were empty, and they were just grabbing cases of food because they were still there. It's like, oh, my family would love to eat olives for the rest of our life. They're not out of olives yet. I'm like, this is craziness. Craziness. You guys have the ability to determine your future. Don't be one of those. Go out there and make a ton of money. If you want to stockpile up on stuff, great. Oh, this week, Mr. Steve Hoisington's going to be in the Boise Marketplace. If you know anyone up there, and by the way, Boise Marketplace, he's bringing in Mr. Steve Hoisington from Washington to work in Boise this week. So if you know people there, and by the way, if you don't know people there, you have a ton of friends and family. Get out there and say, hey, I'm expanding my business to Boise. Who do you know that might possibly have been told to go home that's looking for extra money in Boise? Somebody you know knows somebody who's been affected. They work at Boise State University. They were just told, go home. Somebody up there is a teacher in an elementary school. They were just told, schools are canceled. You guys, there are tons of people. You don't know someone. Someone you know does know someone. So put it out there. My business is expanding here. Who do you know? And then start working those referrals. So there are tickets available out front at the table. Grab your tickets today. And then one last thing. I made a mistake. I'm going to take ownership for this one. Someone had reserved an after event at Legends, and I didn't know that. And I had made a reservation at the Fuji Japanese Steakhouse right on 106 South and State. And so tonight, you have a choice to go wherever you want to go. At Fuji, they only have 18 spots around the Hibachi Grill. I don't know how many people they hold at Legends. How many do they? 30? 20 to 30 people. So there's room at both places. I just found out right before this that we actually had two places reserved and stuff. So you can figure out which one you want to go to and go have a bite to eat afterwards and stuff. But you guys, the next 30 days between now and the next Super Saturday, there's absolutely no reason why every single one of you shouldn't be in Performance Club. With what's happening in America and tens of millions of people who maybe 2 weeks ago thought, I don't need a side hustle. I'm a professor at a university. I've got a job. They had some. Guess what? They've become a little bit more open to working from home since they were told, go home. We'll call you when you need you. Thank you for coming out. Grab your tickets for next month. We'll see you all at the top.